Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to another edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm your host, Luke. My friend Brian is out this week, but I am joined now by a fantastic guest, filling in for Brian as he is down in Florida, soaking up some of the sunny rays that we don't currently have here in Wisconsin. I'm joined by Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fine, Luke. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm envious of Brian down in Florida with all this cold we've been getting. One of the coldest Aprils I can remember.
I know. I think the last day that it was really nice here, on Saturday, where Saturday and Sunday were both pretty nice. But then after that, that's when Brian left. And I think he took all the nice weather with him, which is completely unfair because Florida has some terrific weather as it is. So I don't think he needed to take it with him, but he did. And that's just unfortunate because, yeah, we're dealing with a little bit of a late spring, kind of little cold front here. But I think warmer weather is on the way. And hopefully, you know, some more news like you and I were talking. It's kind of been a little bit of a slow week going on here in the state of Wisconsin. It seems it's a little refreshing because with Brian gone, you know, there's many things that I got to take care of in his absence. So had it been an overwhelming news week, that would be a little bit more of a pain. But now I got to knock on some wood because I'm worried that we're going to get a bunch of news here in the next 24 hours before the end of the week.
Well, it helps when the legislature is not, in the building doing
all the bad work they're usually doing.
So there's less coming out of that building, which is pretty toxic most of the time. And I did see the Marquette poll come out.
Yeah.
And it looks to me like Alex Lazary is making a little bit of a move there on Mandela Barnes.
Well, there's definitely a shrinking of the gap there because originally I think off of I would contend, and I've heard it from many others, that the name recognition of the lieutenant governor, Mandela Barnes, was enough to pretty show him with a pretty healthy lead in those early on polls. But now that there's been some ad buys by a lot of the candidates in the field, specifically, like you mentioned, Alex Lazary, I definitely believe there's some tightening there. But it still shocks me, Matt, and maybe it shouldn't be so shocking because, I mean, I'm paying attention all the time, but I know that there's not a whole lot of Wisconsinites that are, but there's about 50% of potential voters polled in the most recent Marquette University Law School polling that are just remaining undecided. And I guess it's a little shocking to me. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's surprising. It's still early. Let me just run down the figures for those who are just tuning in or didn't see the Marquette Law School poll. Mandela Barnes at 19%, Alex Lazary at 16%, Sarah Godlewski at 7%, Tom Nelson at 5%. Tom Nelson was in the same spot in February. Godlewski's gone up from 3% to 7%, so she can crow about that a little bit.
Yeah.
But the real jump was Alex Lazary. You know, he was at 13%. He's now at 16%. And Barnes fell from 23% to 19%. So if I'm in the Mandela Barnes campaign headquarters this morning, I'm a little worried. And it does tell me that money really matters. I mean, Alex Lazary's been pouring a ton of money into ads. Every time I turn on the TV, there's Alex Lazary in a hard hat, you know, billionaire kid and wearing a hard hat. But I guess they know what they're doing. Those guys who are doing the ads for Alex Lazary because he's moved the needle here. They're feel-good ads. They're pro-union ads. And those are people who come out and vote during partisan elections on the Democratic side. So that makes sense. Sarah Godlewski more than doubled her numbers, though. So I think she's still, kind of laying back a little bit here, but she needs to make a move at some point.
Yeah, no, definitely it's a slimming of the lead for the current lieutenant governor, but definitely some movement for them, those second and third and fourth place candidates.
Mandela had a 10-point lead, and now he's got a 3-point lead, so that's got to worry worry the Barnes folks.
Yeah, and do you believe that there's... Because, I mean, I personally, I guess I'm still undecided, too, when I think about it. I got a pretty good idea of who I would like to see achieve that nomination, and I don't want to put you on the spot either. But do you think that there's just a lot of people waiting to see how the campaigns shake up? Because one of the things is these candidates have been running for a while now. This isn't Tom Nelson announced his campaign to run against Ron Johnson before the 2020 election.
And I feel a little bad for Tom Nelson. He's just standing still here at 5% in the polls like he was last time. And he's a very progressive candidate, and he campaigns real hard. But it's hard to know when you don't have that kind of money, how are you going to change the dynamic of the race? I mean, it's not like it was in the olden days where, you know, everyone would tune into the debates during primary season. No one watches debates anymore. They're not on TV. You know, I think you need to get them on your computer screen like I did last time when Evers was running against everybody, including Crudy, for a second. But you know, these aren't big events anymore, except for the real insiders, and they already know who they're voting for. And so it's hard to know what's going to change the dynamic other than a lot of money and some slick ads. That's why people raise money, and that's why rich people have a huge advantage, because they can just go to their bank account and empty it. And that's what's happening with Lazary, and I think that'll be Godlewski too. I think she's going to pour money in, and Michael's going to pour money in on the Republican side too.
Yeah, it's definitely and not only Michael's on the Republican side, but former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. I mean, she's been running for this race pretty much since the day her and Walker lost back in 2018. So I'm sure she's got a decent campaign coffer set up too, where she'll be pouring money into the race as well.
You know, the weird thing is Michael's was on her campaign committee.
That I find that fascinating as well. And so we can shift gears a little bit, because including with the 50% of likely Democratic voters from the Marquette University Law School polling, about 50% of those Democratic voters still remaining undecided. About 50% of the Republican likely voters in this fall's election are also remaining undecided. But former Lieutenant Governor Clayfish does have a little bit of a healthier lead than the current Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm in Clayfish's camp today, I'm happy. I mean, she's at 32%. She was at 30% in February. Nicholson is at 10%. He was at 8% in February, but she's got a 22% margin. Rampton lost ground. I mean, he was at 5% in February. He's at 4% now. I keep worrying that the far right of the Republican Party is going to show up in droves and somehow give Rampton a boost, which I think would be a terrible sign for our democracy. But look, he's not gaining any traction. I don't really see the lane that Michaels has got other than the money. And maybe he'll be like Lazary and just come out with great commercials, and all of a sudden he'll be, you know, neck and neck or slightly behind Clayfish. But, you know, I think he and Nicholson may fight it out. They're both claiming to be, you know, great businessmen. They're selling their veteran experience in the military. I think still Clayfish is sitting really pretty well here.
Yeah, I think that the interesting aspect of Michael's entering the race this week is going to see exactly how his entering of the field will split the already decided voters and the undecided voters in that Republican poll. Because the interesting thing is going to be, Matt, we're only going to get, I believe, one more statewide poll before the primary here takes place in August 9th in Wisconsin. And I believe the Marquette University Law School poll has said that they plan on switching off month after month for statewide and national. So this month, April is the statewide. Next month in May, we're going to have another national. June would be another statewide. And then I believe late August would be the next slated statewide then, and that's already going to be after the primary. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see how these fields shake down in these upcoming months, because I think we're only going to get one more snapshot of where Wisconsin voters are currently, and leading up to that primary. It's going to be interesting, because I don't think there's a whole lot of difference between Michaels and Nicholson. I think they're going to be running very similar campaigns. But like you said, Michaels was an advisor on Clayfish's campaign, so it's going to be interesting to see if he's pulling votes from her, pulling votes from Nicholson, or pulling votes from Rantham, which I feel like is the least amount of overlap we're going to see.
But the really sad thing for the state of our politics here in Wisconsin is that every single candidate on the Republican side is claiming the election in 2020 was rigged, including Rebecca Clayfish, who ought to know better and probably does know better. But she has been feeling the heat from the right. And so she's saying, you know, this election was stolen and it was a terrible thing. You know, Robin Voss has been saying the same thing. I mean, you can't, it seems, be a leader in the Republican Party who's running for re-election right now and not somehow uttering the big lie.
The former guy essentially came out at the beginning of this week putting every Republican in Wisconsin on notice, saying if you don't support the big lie, you're going to get primaried. So it's putting them in a pretty difficult place because the headlines out this week is Clayfish is unfoundedly claiming that the 2020 election was rigged. And the nice part is to see that a lot of the journalists writing up these stories now, Matt, are coming out and saying that there is no evidence. These are unfounded claims. And for too long, I think we gave this oxygen, and that's why we're still dealing with this. But of the Marquette University Law School did polling on Wisconsinites' opinion of the 2020 review, and it wasn't favorable. They also did polling of whether or not the state should decertify the election of 2020, and that was not favorable either. That was a 25-75 split, I believe, on decertifying the previous presidential election.
I mean, even 50% of Republicans don't think you should decertify the 2020 election. 36% do, so that's disturbing,
yes.
Certainly. But if 50% of Republicans even don't believe in decertifying the elections of 2020, which is Rampton's whole campaign
it's
right
his platform,
now.
Platform, yeah.
At least that's a sign that most Republicans in Wisconsin haven't gone way over the cliff with Rampton.
Not yet, at least. Not yet. folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My friend Matt Rothschild joining me this afternoon, filling in for Brian. We're going to be taking your phone calls as well, 844-967-2789. But Matt, we've got some updates, I guess. We're going to be blowing past that most recent deadline for the Gableman probe as well at the end of this week. So I want to dive into that this upcoming segment. But we've also got a number of your calls, so we will get to the phone lines as soon as we can. 844-967-2789. Got Matt Rothschild joining me in studio here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to be right back.